All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas, and I'm your host today, and I'm joining you from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara on California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before New Skill was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my business. In my youth, I competed in one in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active with some regular weightlifting, not so regular walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. If you'd like to listen in live, in case you're on a recorded call, call in to 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and enter PIN code 910022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. So contact your personal Nu Skin representative or Nu Skin product support for more details on the program. And, of course, check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com, or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, or Solutions for Anti-Aging with a number 4 in there, Solutions for Anti-Aging. Today's topic is how walking can help you lose weight, decrease stress, and lower your blood pressure. It's only about 24 hours old. It appeared on Prevention Online, which I follow, or at least, I'm following now. And it was written a story by Caitlin Phoenix, Megan Rabbit, and Madeline Haas. Let's see here. One of the most powerful ways to maintain a healthy weight, keep your joints strong, and live longer is also one of the simplest, no matter your age. The health benefits of walking are endless, and experts agree by adding walking to your daily routine, you can greatly improve your physical and mental health. Walking has always been my main source of cardio, says fitness expert Denise Austin. The key is to strut for ideally at least 30 minutes a day, says Melinda Jambulis, MD, author of Doctor on the Demand Diet. And whether you decide to lace up your walking shoes and walk to work, pair up with a friend, or join a hiking club, research shows that walking can do everything from lower your blood pressure and reduce your risk of chronic disease to making your brain sharper and your heart happier. Walking is simple enough that all fitness levels can get those daily steps in. It has tremendous benefits from supporting a healthy immune system. Bye, honey. A healthy immune system. Make it a great day. A healthy immune system to boost your metabolism, to strengthen your joints, muscles, and bones. Not to mention, it's amazing for stress relief and enjoying a little more me time. Meet the experts. Denise Austin. Oh, I'm not going to read all those experts' names. We'll skip that. Benefits of walking. Improve your mood. Going for a walk is an easy fitness strategy that can help you feel better. In fact, research shows that just 10 minutes of walking can lift your spirits. Plus, the effect may be amplified even more if you take a stroll through some greenery. Research shows that regular walking actually modifies your nervous system so much that you experience a decrease in anger and hostility. Don't walk angry. Dr. Jampolis says, especially when you're going for a stroll through some greenery or soaking in a bit of sunlight, this can be particularly helpful during the colder months when seasonal depression spikes. Finally, when you make your walk social, you strive with, say, your partner, a neighbor, or a good friend, that interaction helps you feel connected, which can make you feel happier. Number 2, it burns calories and maintains a healthy rate. As you continue to walk, you may notice your pants begin to fit more loosely around your midsection, even if the number on the scale isn't moving much. That's because regular walking can help you reduce fat and, as a result, improve your body response to insulin, according to research. Itching to up your calorie burn? When walking outside, plan a route that includes some hills, alternate between speed walking and a slower pace, and challenge yourself to walk the same route on different days to see if you can beat your previous times. If you really want to set high goals, she recommends aiming to hit 10,000 steps a day. Daily walking increases metabolism by burning extra calories and preventing muscle loss, which is particularly important as we get older, says Ariel Lassavilli, a personal trainer in New York. The best part? You don't have to tire yourself out on a treadmill at the gym to see these benefits. One of my clients reduced her body fat by 2% in just 1 month by walking home from work each day, which is just under a mile. Intervals are key here, says Michael Stanton, a walking coach and author of the Prevention's Walk Your Way to Better Health. Increasing your speed for small bouts of time during, say, a 30-minute walk allows you to burn more calories than if you stroll at a moderate pace for a half an hour. This approach also benefits your cardiorespiratory system. To try adding intervals, warm up for 3 minutes, then spend 25 minutes alternating between 1 minute walking almost as fast as you can, and go 1 minute of brisk walking, aiming for 6 on an intensity scale of 1 to 10. Cool down for 2 minutes. Number 3, improved health. One of the major ways that walking can improve your health, heart health, is by lowering your blood pressure. Some research shows that for every 1,000 daily steps you take, you can lower your systolic blood pressure by 0.45 points. That means you clock in, if you clock in 10,000 steps daily, your systolic blood pressure is likely to be 2.25 points lower than someone else who walks only 5,000 steps daily. One of the most cited studies on walking health, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, found that those who walked enough to meet physical activity guidelines had a 30% lower risk of cardiovascular events like a heart attack or stroke, compared with those who did not walk regularly. Another study found that especially for older adults, every 500 additional steps taken daily was associated with a 14% lower risk of heart disease, stroke, or heart failure. Excuse my cough. Number 4, reduce your risk of chronic diseases. A 2022 study published in Nature Medicine has shown that walking can reduce your risk for a variety of chronic diseases. One study showed that walking 8,200 steps effectively reduced the risk of chronic conditions, including obesity, sleep apnea, gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, major depressive disorder, MDD, diabetes, and hypertension. The same study also found that walking even more steps continues to increase walking benefits for nearly every health condition studied. The American Diabetes Association officially recommends walking to lower blood sugar levels and lower your overall risk for type 2 diabetes. One 2022 study published in Sports Medicine showed specifically that just 2 minutes of walking after eating can help lower blood sugar. Even the shortest of walks can make a difference. Still, for disease prevention, longer walks are key. Stanton recommends doing 1 hour long walks at least once or twice a week. Number 5, reduce your stress. If you're feeling frazzled or overwhelmed, walking can help lower your stress. Walking reduces the stress hormone, cortisol, which helps you feel less stressed and more relaxed, says Joyce Schulman, co-author and founder and CEO of 99 Walks and Jetty Fitness, and author of Walk Your Way to Better. A 2018 study published in Health Promotion Perspective showed that just 10 minutes of walking lowers anxiety and depression and increases focus and creativity. Plus, research shows that taking your stroll outside can make a huge difference, too. A 2022 study published in Molecular Psychiatry found that a 60-minute walk in nature increases activity in brain regions involved in stress processing. In contrast, brain activity in those regions remains stable after a 60-minute walk in an urban environment. So let's go touch some grass. Number 6, improve your sleep. Working out regularly can help you sleep better at night. That's because physical activity naturally boosts the effects of melatonin, the sleep hormone. A 2019 study from Sleep found that postmenopausal women who do light to moderate intensity physical activity snooze better at night than those who are sedentary. Another recent study found that healthy adults who walk daily had a significant positive impact on sleep quality and length of sleep. Walking also helps reduce pain and stress, which can cause sleep disturbances. Number 7, boost your brain power. The research here is quickly growing, is quickly growing. In one study, brain scans of people who walked briskly for 1 hour, three times a week, showed the decision-making area of the brains worked more efficiently than people who attended education seminars instead. Other research shows physical exercise, like walking, can improve brain function in older women. Experts think these benefits can be due in part to increased blood flow to the brain that focuses with exercise. So when you get your feet moving, your brain starts working better too. Number 8, alleviate joint pain. Contrary to what you might think, pounding pavement can help improve your range of motion and mobility because walking increases blood flow to tense areas and helps strengthen the muscles surrounding your joints. In fact, research shows that walking for at least 10 minutes a day or about an hour every week can stave off disability and arthritis pain in older adults. Excuse me again. A 2019 study in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine followed 1,564 adults older than 49 years old with lower body joint pain. Participants who walked for an hour each week were more likely to remain disability-free 4 years later. An additional report found that walking was a safe, inexpensive, and convenient physical activity for those with arthritis of all fitness levels. Number 9, delayed onset of varicose veins. As you age, your risk of varicose veins increases. However, walking is a proven way to prevent them from developing, says Louis Navarro, MD, founder and director of the Vein Treatment Center in New York City. The venous system includes a circulatory section known as the second heart, which is formed by muscles, veins, and valves located in our calf and foot. This system works to push blood back up to the heart and lungs, and walking strengthens the secondary circulatory system by strengthening and preserving leg muscle, which boosts healthy blood flow. If you already suffer from varicose veins, daily walking can help ease related swelling and restlessness in your legs. Also, if you're genetically predisposed to have varicose and/or spider veins, walking can help delay the onset. So there, that's pretty important, I guess. Number 10, if you stimulate your digestive system. If you currently count on your daily dose of coffee for keeping your digestive system going strong, get ready to start thinking your morning walk instead. That's because a regular walking routine can generally improve your bowel movements, says Taro Akame. No, I messed up her name, but she'll never know. DPT, the manager of rehabilitation services at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. One of the very first things an abdominal surgery patient is required to do is walk because it utilizes core abdominal muscles, encouraging movement in our GI system. She says, in other words, when you start moving, your bowels start moving too. Boy, can I attest to that. When I was in the hospital last month with my intestinal surgery, they said to start walking as soon as you can, and boy, I was the walking king. I did a lot of it, and they were amazed at, again, the recovery processes that start kicking in because of that walking I was doing. Number 11, kickstart your immune system. Research shows that moderate intensity exercise, and walking in particular, ramps up our immune system. It increases the number of immune cells that attack pathogens in our body, which may lower your risk of becoming seriously ill from infectious diseases. Not only that, if you do get sick, research has found that people who walk more spend less time in the hospital. One study even found that those who walk regularly could reduce the risk of dying from pneumonia compared to those who don't exercise regularly. 12, protect your bones. Walking can also help keep your bones strong and healthy, reducing your risk for bone loss in later life. Per Mayo Clinic, walking works directly on the bones in your legs, hips, and lower spines to slow density loss. Additionally, a 2022 study published in PLOS ONE found that long-term brisk walking is an efficient way to improve bone density. Specifically, taking brisk walks for 30 minutes per day, three or more times a week, is recommended to prevent bone loss in premenopausal women. Number 13, enhance creativity. Whether you're feeling stuck at work or if you've been searching for a solution to a tricky problem, research shows it's a good idea to get moving. According to a 2014 study in the Journal of Experimental Psychology, Learning and Memory, and Cognition, going for a walk can spark creativity. Researchers administered creative thinking tests to subjects while seated and walking and found that the walkers thought more creatively than the sitters. How about that? Make other goals seem more attainable. Number 14. When you become a regular walker, you have established a regular routine. And when you have a routine, you're more likely to continue with activity and take on new healthy behaviors. Our bodies are not meant to be sedentary all day. Any type of movement is better than no movement. And being able to find a type of movement best suited for your age and fitness level is super important, so you feel empowered and motivated and stick with it, says Marissa Golan, a certified personal trainer. Walking for older individuals is a great gateway exercise to get your muscles moving and your heart elevated. You can also speed it up to more of a speed walk to increase your heart rate. Plus, walking can help you believe in yourself and your health goals. Recent research found that nearly 5,000 adults interviewed, those who walked regularly had higher health perceptions and were more likely to have better mental health. Number 15, that's right, live longer. Walking can seriously help you add years to your life, and it doesn't take much to see results. In fact, one study found that people who did just 10 to 59 minutes of moderate exercise, like brisk walking per week, had an 18% lower risk of death during the study period compared to those who were inactive. Meanwhile, people who completed the recommended 150 minutes of weekly exercise in at least 10-minute spurts had a 31% lower risk of death. Other research shows that faster you walk, the more your risk drops. The longer life benefits are believed to come from the cardiorespiratory workout that walking provides. So, how many steps should you walk every day? By now, you've probably heard the 10,000-step goal thrown around, but should that number really be your goal every day? Turns out that fewer steps may have benefits. A 2021 study published in JAMA Network Open found that for people ages 38 to 50, 7,000 steps is associated with a lower mortality rate. If 7,000 steps seems steep for you right now, a 2019 study published in JAMA Internal Medicine found that in older women, just 4,400 steps lowered mortality rates compared with less active women who took 2,700 steps. And it's 2,000 steps to probably each mile, if you want to get out of here. 2,000 steps to a mile, 4,000 to 2 miles, 6,000, 3 miles, etc. So if 10,000 steps is not feasible for you to reach today, remember that small gains make a difference. The reality is that every step counts and every mile matters, says Schumann. Is it better to walk faster or longer? While you may think that as long as you go the distance, you're still reaping the same benefits, several studies have shown that over the years, the walking faster is better for you and your long-term health. One 2006 study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine found that the faster a person walks on average, the lower the risk of both all-cause mortality and death linked to heart disease. More recently, a 2021 study published in Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers and Prevention looked at more than 200,000 cancer survivors between the ages of 50 and 71 and found that those who walked at the slowest pace had more than double the risk of death from any cause compared to those reporting the fastest walking pace. How fast is fast enough? A 2019 study published in Mayo Clinic, the optimal speed you should aim for is walking at least 4 miles per hour. When it comes to the benefit of walking, slow and steady does not win the race. How to create a walking routine? It's one thing to know that walking can support your healthy living goals, but actually creating a routine is something else entirely. Like almost everything in fitness, you have to build a base, says Albert Matheny. Matheny, RD, is a co-founder of Soho Strength Lab. If you haven't done anything in the past and you try to do box jumps or run a marathon, the chance of having an injury is pretty high. While you're likely walking around throughout your day, actually creating a fitness routine around it is different. It's the same as if you're creating a running routine. You want to start small and build up your mileage over time. What your base should look like depends on your fitness level to start. If you haven't been exercising at all, setting a goal of walking a mile a day can be helpful to start. You can build up the mileage and have a goal of increasing your tempo from there. So if you want to add walking to your existing fitness routine, you can start with higher mileage goals, like 3 miles a day, and build up a mileage of speed from there. How to challenge yourself in walking workout? Walking is a form of exercise that takes time and a right walking routine for you has to work within your parameters. as well as where you plan to walk. Ideally, you'll be able to push yourself as you go forward to keep increasing your fitness level. If you'll be walking outside, we recommend increasing your speed and distance log as you start to feel more comfortable. Keep in mind that while walking a consistent distance over time allows you to get your heart rate up and keep it elevated, it's also more than okay to break your walking goals into smaller chunks throughout the day if that's all you have time to do. What gear do you need? The great part about having a walking routine is that it's easy accessible to most people. In general, all you need is a good pair of walking shoes. These should be supported with a strong sole that can help you propel you over those miles. While your gear is simple, it's important to stay on top of your shoes. There's so much in the range of when to replace your shoes with people. The big rule of thumb, however, is to swap out your shoes for a new pair after you've logged 300 to 500 miles. If you start to notice that your feet hurt, look at your shoes. These are just checking out the sole. If it looks worn, it's time for replacement. So there, boy, that was a lot. Went a little over today. How walking can help you lose weight. Scroll my way back up here. How walking can help you lose weight, decrease stress, and lower blood pressure. I remind you these calls are recorded, and you can find them later on SoundCloud.com by putting in, if you don't have a bookmark it, putting in your TR90. My name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, or looking for the word, searching for solutions for anti-aging with the number 4. And I'll open up the line for a brief say goodbye and let you get on with you, go on making your day a great day here. Hang on, folks. Okay, that was a mouthful. Well, thank you all for joining us here today. I'll be back on next Tuesday. Tuesday will be back on tomorrow. Go out and make it a great day. We won't keep you any longer, folks. Thanks for listening to the end.